Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive. Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that. Listen to K-Dog, keeping it 100. Logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang. We be dumping. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang. Just act like you know and homie, stop.
I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping. Bang, the dang, the dang, dang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the dang, the dang, dang. We be dropping.
This is an interesting one. So the Brosinator 415. Sup, bros? It's your boy from the 415. Word in the IWC is that Conan is an asshole for calling Starlight Kid a man. However, it turns out she's a Japanese girl at 4'11" who's 22 years old. The goobers have chosen to boycott AAA and follow CMLL. Does Conan have a response to that? Also, a lot of fans think Starlight Kid is hot. Jojo, pull up a photo of her if you can. Will K100 ever make its way to Japan for Wrestle Kingdom? I live in San Francisco, and we don't get shit, but I visit Tokyo often to see family and for work. Let's get Disco Conan and JoJo some Roppongi love and strong zeros. What is the Cafe de Rene collab? Love your boy from San Francisco. Conan, do you have any response to these comments?
I don't even remember talking about Starlight Kid or whatever. I don't remember that either.
Starlight Kid. I don't remember this either. Pull it up. But this guy's claiming that you called Starlight Kid a man, and all the CMLL, like all the goobers are boycotting AAA over this. Have you heard anything about this?
Bro, that girl looks like she's 11. What?
Before
really, does that look like a woman, huh? Or like a girl? Girl?
Yeah. Starlight Kid. All right. Yeah,
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Right. And
let's suspend him for misinformation, because I don't know what this guy's talking about here. The Brosinator 415 suspended misinformation 1 week.
Wow.
All right. All right. Next up, Brad Zawacki for a boy from Grip Baseball. Which storyline had more impact on pro wrestling? Order Settle the Score, does launching pro wrestling to mainstream MTV and main event of WrestleMania, or the Bloodline story? What was the War to Settle the Score?
Remember, first they had the War to Settle the Score was on MTV, and then WrestleMania was a follow up. War to Settle the Score was Hogan versus Piper.
It led to the first WrestleMania.
I agree.
Next is from Brian Dunlop. Howdy, K100. What was the backstage reaction, your own reactions, to Rey Mysterio defeating Kevin Nash on the February 22nd, 1999 episode of WCW Monday Night Nitro? When I think about WCW in 1999 when I was 7 years old, Rey Mysterio's giant killer gimmick offered the standout storyline that's most memorable. It was incredible to see Rey defeat guys like Bam Bam Bigelow, Scott Norton, and Nash, who were much larger than him. I suspect an angle like that would have had the same impact in 2024 as it did in 1999. Do you agree? Iconia will attest to this too, and Kevin was not quiet about this. He was kind of very outspoken. He did the job. He did the job to Rey Mysterio when he became the booker, because right. He wanted to let everybody know it's like, okay, everybody can do jobs. And here to show them, like, everybody can do jobs, I'm going to go out here and do a job for Rey Mysterio. You remember this, Conan?
I remember that being part of it, but I think right. There was another part, which was I wasn't too down with.
Right, which was what?
Is this when Ray
beat Kevin. This is when Ray
beat Kevin. Yeah, but then the following month, he lost his mask.
Right, so this was all done. Okay, I want to check and do a job. This was all done to give Ray credibility before he would lose his mask. So I was hating it all the way through.
Oh, because he was going to lose his mask.
Yeah, because right. I knew it was, it was cool if the guy said he was 7 years old. Yeah, little guy beating big guys. But that was just done to try to help, and it didn't, I thought.
Right.
Everybody knew what was going to happen. Plus, the most ridiculous stipulation that I've ever heard of. Yeah, why am I in a match with Scott Hall when it should have been just Kevin and Ray? What were we doing in that match? And number two, if Kevin lost, he didn't even lose his hair, would be Miss Elizabeth. So just the whole premise was just brutal.
Yeah.
What's brutal about it?
Well, if you're putting your hair against Rey Mysterio, why is Miss Elizabeth losing her hair, and who the fuck thinks she's going to lose her hair?
Yeah, nobody thought that.
Brutal about it. I can't hear you.
I still think it kind of was a good pop up when Ray beat Kevin. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was big.
Oh, yeah, that was a good pop, but I already knew what the end game was, so I was like, okay. I wasn't into it. That's my
point. You were into Ray loses. I got it.
I didn't.
I wasn't into the fact that at least put your own hair on the line. You know you're not going to lose. Make it interesting. Why are you putting the valet's hair, which everybody knows she wasn't going to shave her hair? I just thought it was a dumb stipulation.
And it didn't. Other than build into him losing his mask, it didn't change anything. It didn't elevate Ray up the card or anything like that. He stayed in the same spot he'd always been in.
Next is the Big Bot Man here from Bot County, Georgia. I was a big fan of the Mason Montsois interview. They seemed like really cool and down-to-earth nerds with good taste and creative and nerd culture. I really liked the way they explained anime to be like a wrestling storyline with the heat, shine, comeback story elements. But also, like wrestling, most anime is bad and very niche. However, there's great animes too, particularly a series called Samurai Champloo. I only bring it up since Conan mentioned watching Shogun, which is a great book, by the way. Samurai Champloo, like Shogun, is a fictional tale told in historic Japan during the same time period and deals with similar subject matter. Only Samurai Champloo is not only better but also funny, full of ball busting, and influenced by hip-hop. Would any of you watch Samurai Champloo? If not, will you at least watch a trailer? Also, what are you going to a Mason Mansoir show to play Dungeons & Dragons in the Booker Simulator? Those sound awesome. Insider, okay, well, I'm not gonna go play Dungeons & Dragons. And I'm not going to watch Shannon Wright Tramp. All right. I don't have enough minutes in the day.
Well, the guy said there's a trailer. If you send me the trailer, I'll watch it.
Well, you can go look for the trailer, Joe. Samurai Champloo. This is from Ender Longlund from Toronto. Longtime listener on Apple Pods and YouTube mainly. A new Patreon subscriber here, and I'd like to ask. When it comes to some of the funniest comedy acts of wrestling, who do you guys put as the best? Any memorable segments or moments from them? P.S. I love the K100 sports talk. More UFC and sports talk and talk on random subjects in general is always a great listen. More of that. It's actually a good banner. Look forward to writing in the future. Peace, boys. The comedy acts in wrestling?
I thought
Val Venus was hysterical.
Bobby Heenan.
Well, he went to comedy act, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did. He was a comedy act on commentary. He did the weasel suit and all that shit. You know, he did.
Then Jesse the Body would be up there too. That I don't say him and Vince McMahon in commentary.
Yeah, they're a great team.
Who do you think some of the better comedy acts in wrestling?
Coach? Old school. I liked what do you call this? Hey, New York City. That guy.
Oh, Boogie Woogie.
Jimmy Valiant.
Yeah, I liked him. I thought George the Animal Steel was funny. Like, you right. know, I liked the early NWO skits. I thought were great. Mm-hmm. There was a group that I was a part of. DX was funny.
Uh-huh.
3LK, which was me, Ron Killings, and Road Dogg.
The Rock was funny.
The Rock was great. You and Me.
The Rock and The Rock and Mankind.
Rock and Mankind were great.
Those two together, that was probably some of the best comedy.
You and Me did some funny shit on the Filthy right. Animals.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual Chocolate I liked. Those are the funny ones I can think of. To
Van Damme and Sabu did a lot of good shit in ECW. You know, we're
can
like
you have the video, the I trailer.
Do. Yeah,
let's watch this. Shogun, what's it called? Shogun
Samurai, Samurai, Champloo.
I turned it off. That guy actually thought that like that we were gonna watch that trailer and like be interested in seeing that show, the cartoon. Suspended for a week.
And that goes back to what I was saying earlier, Conan. The reason anime right now supposedly is it's beating the shit out of comic books because anime won't go woke. They just their series are like they always were. You know what I mean? There's no interjection of PC changes and stuff like that.
Hot off the press from Maybelline New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Hey, Conan, this is from LT Greenwood. Hey, Conan, did you maybe joke or something about this? Can you get some insight into behind the scenes what happened to the situation footage below of Cannon and Raven breaking Villano Four's neck and backstage reaction, blowback consequences, backstage reaction? He broke his neck?
Yeah.
Oh, he actually did break his neck?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, they tried something that they, I guess they didn't, you know, tried something that they didn't practice that often, I guess. What was the move? Was it a reverse neck breaker thing and he just pulled him down?
I think it was. Let me see. Do you have it there?
I
send it, it says.
I remember that Villano got hurt. I don't remember a lot of this, to be honest with you.
I was there. I remember this.
Well, you know, Joe, go to the spot.
Yeah, it's gone right up.
Oh.
Goodness. The man in neck breaker out of a power bomb.
Yeah, the timing was not good on that.
Caught it again and I missed it because it's all of a sudden.
When he asked the spectacular never. Oh, my goodness. He cut the man in half.
Didn't even look that dangerous.
It didn't really. just the timing is off. Look what happens. The timing is off. Bad news can happen. Okay. Yeah. All right, good for the show.
There was no heat. Everybody knew it was an accident, including Villano.
Right. Next is from Jason Turpin, Mint Hill, North Carolina. Hey, guys, I want to ask you about wrestler Camille. In January, her contract with NWO ended. She has yet to sign anywhere. PW Insider reported she was expected to join NXT, but negotiations have stalled. Camille is married to NWO wrestler Tom Latimer, who happens to be Charlotte Flair's ex-husband. You think WWE is hesitant on bringing her in because they're afraid of upsetting Charlotte? And to me, that sounds like a great storyline with good heat. What do you think about Camille? Where do you think she will end up? I wonder what the holdup is there. She looks like she's like tailor-made for that company.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe that is true about the previous relationship, you know? I don't know.
Could be. It says...
Well, what does that have to do with it? They're not bringing Tom Latimer in. They're bringing her in. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. But I'm just saying maybe that...
why would it
speculation.
If she's coming in and the husband isn't, why would Charlotte get mad?
Maybe Charlotte doesn't want her there.
What does she have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just speculating. Yeah. I'm asking questions because I have no clue what's going on.
And I'm asking questions.
Right. Yeah, I don't know the answer.
I think that would be a dumb reason not to bring somebody that looks that great, TV ready. She's very professional because she worked with us in AAA. And, you know, so, yeah, I would think that that can't be the reason.
Well, it says here that the reason she's gotten into deep conversations with AEW is... As part of Camille's turn towards AEW is due to the belief that the promotion will allow her to pursue opportunities outside of the ring, most notably in acting. Camille is set to star as women's wrestling pioneer June Byers in an upcoming film about fellow women's wrestling pioneer Mildred Burke, and the positive experience has her wanting to pursue more film and TV opportunities.
Interesting.
She was backstage at Dynamite in January, too.
I'll be honest. For her career, if she wants to pursue movies, she should still go to WWE. Bro, there's a freaking talent. I mean, it's the formerly known as the William Morris Agency is running the company now. And like, if she goes there and say, hey, I want to be a wrestler, I also want to get into acting. And you're not going to look at this girl and look at she's like worth $1 million and say, yeah, we'll
do that. Now they got Sasha on The Mandalorian, and that did great for her.
Yeah. Next was a Rand Deutsch, and the subject is Tiresome Young Schmucks. Hey, K-Dog and Disco, love the show always, keeping it 100. You want to know why the Bucks heel turn ain't working? Take it from an old school fan. Number one, they were instrumental in chasing away the Golden Goose, the best draw AEW ever had. I'm so tired of super kicks and BTE triggers. As much as you like them, you can't even get over in their own home state or anywhere on the West Coast, and they got booed. The heel turn was inevitably due to the reaction they got, and the reason for that reaction was very likely garnered by the reason above. I also see they aren't liking what they're doing, so they're not invested either. So why should I be? Just my two cents. This guy didn't have a question, so let's suspend him for a week.
Yeah, he had a question. Why should I? Why should I care about the Bucks?
Oh, that was a question.
Yeah.
So why should I be? But he didn't put a question mark. It's terrible grammar, so we're just going to suspend him for a week. I don't know. So did you see this thing? Joe, look up this thing where they had the Young Bucks and Okada backstage after their segment, okay? And it's like, it's... I guess they did one take on it, and they just let it go, and just put it up on social media. It wasn't very good, to be honest with you. Try and find it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, I like the Bucks personally, professionally, very easy to deal with them, very creative guys. I think, because I haven't talked to them in a while, I think that when they were there with CM Punk, there was a lot of tension, and they were kind of like maybe tuned out while he was still there and wasn't really doing anything good, because I've seen him on BTE doing a lot of funny shit. And then as heels, you know, going around with the white suits with the blood on it, I thought that was whack. Some of the stuff they've done, like, oh, we're going to suspend Hangman, what, Page? All right, big deal. He's a heel. Why should anybody get mad at that? We're going to, you know, I don't know, bro. They just don't seem into whatever they're doing. They don't seem to be interested. And they should be, because Punk isn't there anymore.
Yeah,
it's, was watching. Too much interesting. He's good.
The nerve, huh?
Yeah.
The nerve. The nerve of Penta. The nerve of Eddie Kingston. And
are you getting stuck on
Bastard?
Oh, I thought you were getting stuck on whether it's Pac or Puck.
No, I was going to say, is it Bastard or Bastard? Because his shirt was misspelled.
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
What is Bastard? It's a fatherless. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm pissed about?
Christian.
So is most recently, as you know, I took out an 8-digit loan on his body. And that is to protect a talent during the course of a wrestling match, okay? And what happened out there post-match? That doesn't exactly cover that. That's what I'm most mad about. How are you?
Come on, are you kidding me? what I'm most mad about is they're riding his coattails, because this is the best wrestler mm-hmm. in the entire world.
That's for sure.
Not just the USA. Yeah.
Do you
understand that?
You know how I know that is a fact, actually?
What?
Because we stood ringside for all of his classics in Japan.
Of course.
And I was like, wow, that guy's good.
And what sucked is we had to root against him.
Yeah. But the whole time, secretly, if we're going to just kind of like kayfabe
right here. Right. Well, there's two cameras watching, so they're going to record all of this, and it's going to air.
They'll edit that out.
Uh-huh.
The entire time I watched from ringside, yeah. I was good. Kenny's good.
Well, Kata's better. Jesus.
You read my mind. Brothers,
let's go.
Right?
You mean the best. After one match, guess what? We could all buy vehicles, moving vehicles. Which car
automobiles
are you going to buy after
Kia.
Tonight?
Kia.
Kia?
Kia.
Are you sure?
No. Okay. Ferrari.
Oh, this guy's always had a sense of humor ever since we met him. This guy's so funny.
Take it easy.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Relax.
Yeah, relax. Like Tiger Hattori taught us, relax. Yes.
I love you, man.
I love you too.
Any comment on that?
Well, if they were trying to be funny, they weren't that funny. And if they were trying to get heat, they got none. So I'm not sure what that accomplished, but at least they gave this guy a little character development, because he's supposed to be the rainmaker, like, you know, making it rain. He right. has a lot of money. That's why he said just a lot of inside stuff. Tiger Hattori, who would know who the fuck that is if right. you're not a hardcore fan? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Good point. Next is from Derek Evans, subject Chad Gable. First, let me say I really enjoy your show. I really think Chad deserved to win the gauntlet match last night. His story is better. Sammy's, in my opinion, plus Sammy's been IC champ before, and even though a face Sammy IC run can be interesting, what about Gable? Yeah, you know, the deal with that was both of those guys had two good storylines going into that match. You know, like both of them had good baby face stories. So I guess they went with Sammy, but I wonder if they're going to turn Chad Gable heel now.
That'd be good.
What'd you think about that, Conan?
Yeah, well, you knew Sammy was a guy, you know, he'd been taking a lot of losses, and they had to get him to get back. The problem with Gable is the same problem a couple other of wrestlers have. There's so much talent right now. You got to wait your turn, and they'll get to him.
I'm not.
You can't push everybody at the same time.
I'm not keen on Sami Zayn being the Intercontinental title holder as a babyface. He was a good heel champion. He's a good heel because he's like a snivelly. You know, but I'm not buying him as a guy that should beat Gunther as a baby face.
Well, the thing that happened is he got really over when he was an Uso. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but he's not over like that again anymore.
I know.
You know, yeah.
But they're trying to get him over like that again.
Right. And I don't think this is I would rather see.
Better could you get somebody over than to be the guy to finally beat Gunther? I want him to keep it. But how much more over can you get beating that guy?
I wonder if Chad Gable screws over Sami Zayn out of this match. Because I don't think the person to beat Gunther, there's not a person to beat Gunther yet. You know?
Well, there might be a change, man. I don't know, because I keep seeing that Brock is back on the roster. He's coming back or something like that. So maybe they'll go back to Brock and Gunther, too.
I don't know.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Next is from J. God Rage, and the subject is turning negatives into positives. Hey, keep it 100 crew. Have you noticed that WWE lately has been turning negatives into positives? I mean, there's something or someone is going viral on the internet, they use it for a storyline. Feels like the internet is giving WWE free storylines. Also off topic, but what band do you like better, Allison Chains or Nirvana? Nirvana's got more better songs than Allison Chains. And yeah, they are. I mean, like, every miss that WWE's had, they turn it into a positive somehow. So,
What was that question about Alice in Chains? Or
Alice in better, Chains? Alice in Chains or Nirvana?
Yeah. Bro, I liked all those groups from the 90s, Soundgarden, fucking Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains. And it's funny because the first time I heard Alice in Chains was with Paul Lee in ACW. I was like, because Alice in Chains was, I think, the song for Tommy Dreamer, maybe?
Yeah, Man in the Box.
Man in the Box. And I was like, who the fuck is this? He goes, oh, that's Alice in Chains. And me, like a dumbass, I go, is that a girls group? He goes, far from it. So I had a lot of good music from Paul Lee, you know, that I, you know, he was, you know, I was more into hip hop back then, but I liked all of those groups.
Yeah, with Nirvana and Alice in Chains, both their singers died young, kind of halted whatever career they could have had. But I honestly think that if Lane Staley from Alice in Chains got it together and cleaned up and didn't die, they'd be huge today. They would have been one of those. They would be like Pearl Jam is now, like a legacy rock. Yeah.
Next is some Wayne Grohl fight. The subject is, why won't they fire him? Sammy Guevara has been suspended by AEW. For anyone listening to this on the podcast, know this is an episode of Rehash. Sammy Guevara really has been suspended again. Think about this. He got suspended for those dumb Sasha Banks comments, which was bullshit, admittedly. He has nuclear heat for badly botching Matt Hardy twice within 10 days. He publicly threatened Andrade and then fought him backstage. Weirdly, Andrade got suspended there. He got into a fight with Eddie Kingston backstage and put a suspension. Now he's suspended yet again for performing his moves on a knocked out Jeff Hardy. So my question is, why the F hasn't Tony Khan fired someone that's clearly a problem? Sammy adds nothing to the product. I hear he's getting paid a high figure, so get him the F out of there before someone ends up hurt so badly they don't recover. Could it be that Mega Mark Tony Khan keeps letting him get away with this because TK is an effing mark that thinks wrestlers are his real life friends? I mean, there's photos online of professionally taking photos of TK dancing with him at Sammy and Ty's wedding. Yeah, Sammy Guevara is getting into the, you know, this is his problem now. He's very young, and when his deal is up with AEW, okay, you know, he's gonna have some options. But like the WWE might be looking at this guy as like, you know, hey, you're coming in on a probationary period. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're coming like maybe like the kind of like the under the microscope the Punk is under.
Yeah,
like you have to be perfect behavior, or else. You know, we're giving you just one last chance. Bro, he has been suspended a lot.
Yeah, how many fights is it? Was it just him and Kingston, and that's the only one, or is there something else I'm not remembering?
Yeah, him and Andrade.
Him and Andrade, right.
What happened with him and Kingston? I don't even remember that. What happened?
Remember he called him he called him fat.
Yeah,
Kingston got mad, body shaming, then they had words backstage.
Yeah, like a pull apart. Like,
you know, yeah.
So, bro, the guy's saying that he took pictures of Tony dancing with them at their wedding.
Yeah.
If the boss likes you, you're bulletproof until you really fuck up and he has no choice. And it's like I've always said, and I will continue to say, and this is for everybody present, company included. When you like somebody, they can do no wrong. And when you don't like somebody, they can do no right.
Right. Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
You know, there's a piece of this Sammy story that you guys might have been aware of, but I wasn't. It says, the suspension from the discipline committee was due to the fact that Sammy was told to end the match. And rather than ending it immediately, he went up and did his finisher. And that's where, you know, he hit him, you know, badly or whatever. But so that's the suspension isn't for the isn't for the injury, it's for the disobedience, insubordination.
Well, yes, it's just unprofessionalism under when you've already been suspended. That's what he's got suspended for again. Next is from Jim Lennon. Subject is Brock Lesnar even give a shit. Within the last 40 hours of time of writing, Brock Lesnar has been added back to the roster page of the WWE website, which means that Lesnar return to WWE TV is more likely now than it's been for the past few months. What I'd like to hear from Conan and Joe is, do you think Brock Lesnar actually gives a flying F? Lesnar's been very open about it, even since 2003 when he was a new big star on the scene. He doesn't give a shit about the wrestling business. He's a very rich man, and really, even if he did send gross texts to that woman, that's not illegal. Do you think that Brock Lesnar even gives a shit about returning? Do you think it's just more likely he will wait out the rest of his contract and just kick back on the farm for the rest of his days and join those tens of millions? I ask Conan and Joe because Disco keeps saying, I don't know, when asked what he thinks lately. Let's suspend this guy for that. Taking a shot. What am I supposed to do, dude? Like, he says, I don't know. Like, okay, I'm supposed to pretend that I know and then do bullshit as folks call keeping 100, idiot. All Brock cares about is money. So if the price is right, the guy can still go. Why would you retire with gas left in the tank to generate income?
I think it's not a
rhetorical question, but it's not really a rhetorical question, you know?
The only thing that's weird to me is why did they take him off the page, you know, the website, now they put him back on. So that was weird. So maybe at the beginning they were like, okay, this guy's really guilty. Then they found out maybe he wasn't as guilty as they thought and they could keep him on the page, but they did take him off.
Yeah.
And they put him on. That's more, to me, more. Yeah, we all know he likes money. He's in this for money. He's played Dana against Vince and it's worked out for him because he's a unique character with a unique look. And, you know, so he's taking advantage of it like anybody would. But I'm more interested in why they took him off and put him back on.
I think he gets a bad rap with that doesn't give a shit. And yeah, like Conan said, obviously he's in it for the money. Number one priority, money. But the way he performs and seeing him talk about performing in the ring, he loves that. He loves that part of it.
He's you great. Know,
he just hates traveling and people and PR stuff.
Yeah. Next up, Yanish Horton, subject is Warrior versus Rude. Hey, Conan, let's watch a Bobby Heenan shoot on YouTube. He was talking about how Rick Rude hated the Ultimate Warrior so much he once got into a fight backstage in WWE and Rude kicked the shit out. What I'd like to know is if you can remember, how was the relationship with WCW? Was there any backstage tension? Did they keep their distance? Plus, how did Rude get along with Goldberg? Goldberg seems like a typical fake tough guy with an ego, while Rude, by all accounts, is a legit problem if you cross. I always stayed on Rick Rude's. I didn't have a lot of interaction with Rick Rude, but I was always on a good side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. But the Ultimate Warrior was kind of just, he didn't really have heat with anybody. He was just like, he wasn't there for a cup of coffee.
No. I was just thinking that. It was like less than two months.
Okay. He was there for a very brief time. Go ahead.
The thing there is that I was always a big, big Rick Rude fan. And so when I met him, I basically met him through Kurt Hennig, who was one of his best friends. And I always liked him. He was always very cool. Warrior was very, even though he was only there a little time, he was kind of like a loner, kind of standoffish and very weird. I remember Rude one time. I don't know what Kevin Nash said or did, but he was like, yeah, you know, can you get Kevin Nash up into the room? I'm going to confront him about something. And I remember telling Nash, I don't know what you said or what you did, but Rude wants me to get you in a room alone with him, just so you know. And he goes, really? He goes, you know what it's about? I go, no, I don't. Yeah. So, yeah, he was the real deal for sure.
Next is from Kevin Gilroy, and subject is steroid abuse. As part of the new WWE video game where you have to replay classic wrestling matches with such as Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 20. Before the match, he showed a video of both guys' careers and then showed footage of the match. And frankly, Eddie Guerrero looked juiced out of his mind. It honestly looks like the growth of 30 pounds of solid rib muscle that he developed between 2002 and 2004. My question is for Conan. Can you remember Eddie talking with Eddie around this time? And were you worried for his health around this time? P.S. Let's make some calls and get Conan in WWE 2K25.
Well, Eddie actually got on the juice because of me. Because we were trained together and, you know, I said, bro, you got to get some size. And he knew he had to get his size because he was short. But I think once he went to WWE, it's the land of the giants. He just tried to pack on as much as he could, you know.
Yeah.
I always read that, and you guys would know better, obviously, but when they say, oh, Eddie got clean and all that, it kind of meant clean for Eddie or something like that. So, like, yeah, he's not drinking. He's only taking the pain pill when he has to. But he's still on steroids. But it's clean for Eddie because he's not doing it for recreation and whatever. That's just what I always write on.
So many people on steroids that it didn't really, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Hot off the press from Maybelline New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Next is from Fall Vampire, subject is Ryback. Since Paul Heyman was announced for the Hall of Fame, Ryback went on his YouTube channel and buried him. My question for you guys is, what is the backstory between Ryback and Heyman's heat? And also, do you think this is a bad look for Ryback? I mean, it's really low production values. Just comes across a hater trying to leech off someone via the news. That being said, I don't know the backstory at all. Hope you can help. I have no knowledge of any backstory with Ryback and Paul Heyman. Yeah, do you guys got anything?
No, I mean, Paul managed him for a while, which was a pairing that... one of the few Heyman pairings.
Do you know any backstory?
Didn't work.
So now that's your basic Wikipedia history. Yeah. If there's any heat that you know of.
No. I mean, there is, but I don't know why.
No, this is what I think, bro. I just think that Ryback left there just like CM Punk left there, really bitter and mad, just like when I left AAA and I was bitter and mad. And when you're bitter and you're mad, that's what you get. You know what I'm saying? And he just sounds like a guy that's still mad. And that's what he sounds like to me.
Yeah. Next is from Travis Smith. The subject is AI usage and pro wrestling potentially. Hey, K100 crew, we've heard and probably spoke with others about the subject, but I'm wondering as a fan. You see a wrestling company in the future using AI like ChatGPT or such to create storyline ideas within a show. I know WWE has an entire staff of writers for the show and other forms of entertainment has the same. But with a desire to cut costs and perhaps looking towards the future, the idea doesn't sound as far-fetched now as it once did. What do you think about the idea of AI-generated content for wrestling? Do you see the business going in that direction? Or will we see resistance against the idea, like we've seen in the Hollywood Union saga, as AI replacing writers has been one of the biggest issues when it comes to negotiating deals between the writers and studios? Thanks for reading. Hopefully answered on the air. Sincerely, that's Travis from West Virginia. Well, you know, AI in wrestling would be extremely difficult because of all the variables you have to deal with where, like, people don't want to work with them. Like, just there's tons of variables. Injuries. People that don't want to work with other people, they may come up with a storyline of you know, they come up with a match that'll look terrible because, you know, I don't know. I would think it'd be very difficult for weekly episodic television where you're producing live TV to have AI like booking it. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah, I could assist you, but like you said, at the end of the day, who's going to agent the match? Who's got to deal with the egos? Yeah, who's got to deal with things that just come up, you know, you know, the guy's contract's about to be up. There's a lot of factors. I'm sure it can be used as an aid, but to take over completely writing, I don't see it at this point.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.